Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Here we go now. Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday podcast, creator of the Momentum Code. Check it out at ediswebinar.com. Confidence part two. Confidence part two. How do we get confidence? We talked right before this about being in the picture frame. You can't see it. You can't see the picture when you're in the frame. You got to step out and take a look at all that is good in your life, all the great experience that you have had. I know, it's been tough, man, like a bad country music song. But you're looking at it from a subjective, not an objective point of view. Look at your life. Look at your business from an objective point of view. When I was sitting in that trustee's office in 2005, flushing everything down the old toilet, chapter 13, thank you very little, all my life, all my credit cards, right down the crapper, 300 grand lost, and here we go. I still looked down on the situation and said, hey, of course, we had just, our youngest was just born, Paigey, October 5th. I filed on October 11th. So I had three girls under the age of five. And I'm thinking, hey, they're all healthy. Let's start I don't care if I got one thing on my gratitude list. I got to start there. And I was never even a fan of gratitude. I thought it was kind of hokey pokey, you know. It's funny, I shared the stage at an event in 2008 in Hawaii with Lee Brower. And if you don't know Lee Brower, he was in The Secret, the movie, and he's famous for his, well, one of the things he had created was those gratitude rocks. And you can check him out on Google his name, Lee Brower. You see his gratitude rocks, and he was a big fan of gratitude. Lee's had his fair share of challenges with his life as well. And talk about crazy time sharing the stage with him. That was my very big break. Shout out to Brent Payne. Thank you for having me at the event. I don't know, 1,200, 1,500 people paid about $8,000 to be at that event. Lee Brower from The Secret and Sam Crowley. Which one of these doesn't go with the other? Can I take a step back and just share? This is actually a great story. We'll get into confidence. Let me tell you, I promise you, by the end of today, listen to these shows. If you're binging on the Everyday Saturday podcast today, you're going to love it. I get to the event in Hawaii. I got no business being there. I just came into the speaking, you know, circuit, got a big break. They found actually my podcast. That's how they hired me to come. It was a $25,000 keynote fee, so they paid me $25,000. I know. Crazy, isn't it? That's what you do, man, when you step out in faith. Faith stands for finding answers in the heart. It'll happen for you, but it ain't going to happen if you don't do anything. You're like, why does Crowley keep pushing this momentum code? Like, what's with the momentum code? Watch the webinar, man. That's what it's all about. Capturing the vision, taking action, results, belief. It's all there. That's why I'm telling you to go there. Go to ediswebinar.com and watch it. I'm not just, you know, blowing smoke up your skirt. So I'm at the pool. I just get to Hawaii. I'd never been to Hawaii in my life. I flew Buffalo, Atlanta, Atlanta to Honolulu. Got in at midnight Honolulu time. So it was 5 in the morning, what I was used to on East Coast time. Anyway, long story short, I could barely sleep because I was so excited about, literally, I'm in Hawaii. Like, oh my God, I see this on the internet and I've seen TV shows, Magnum PI, Hawaii 5-0. Wow, this is Hawaii. Woo! So I get up at about 7 in the morning, go down to the pool. And it was the day before this event that I was speaking at started. And there's a couple very nice ladies sitting at the pool reading the program, which yours truly was featured in as one of the guest speakers. There was only two of us. And the other one was Lee Brower. So Lee Brower has a bio written in there. It's got to be 5 pages long. The guy's just done everything, been everywhere, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, wow, Lee Brower. Oh, my gosh, he's speaking tomorrow. He's the first speaker. Look at this. And they're reading all his credentials. And then they get to the next page where my bio is as the speaker on the next day. And they're like, Sam Crowley. Who the hell is Sam Crowley? I'm like, oh, boy. Because I wasn't really nervous. I didn't really have a lot of nerves. I guess I should have been. It was a 4-hour presentation. I mean, it was no joke, 4-hour keynote. But I wasn't really nervous at all. I figured, hey, this is it, man. Beat shoveling sidewalks in Bradford, PA. So, yeah, I'll figure this out at some point. And but then I got a little bit of the old, oh boy, who the hell is Sam Crowley? Huh, that's interesting. Never really thought about that one before. And then I started to get the old stomach knots turning. So it's like, hey, bartender, you know. Had been, what, 9 in the morning, and I'm firing back the Bloody Marys. Quickly shifted to Bud Lights. And, yeah, I had to get numb real quick to even think about who am I. Like, is everybody thinking who the hell is Sam Crowley? Why is he speaking? Is this a ripoff? Am I going to bomb? Oh, my God. Long story short, crushed it. It was amazing. It was so amazing that after the event was over, I went to the luau that night, and it was just person after person came up and said it was the most inspiring presentation they'd ever seen. And, man, that's when you know that all of that crap that you've put up with, all those long days and nights to travel, going to events when nobody shows up, all of that is for a reason. And it's to test you, to say, how bad do you really want it? You know, how bad do you really want this thing? Because, look, if it was easy, take my online sales funnel for instance, okay? I spend a lot of money each month on Facebook ads, and I drive traffic to that funnel, okay? And in that funnel, a lot of prospects come in and sales come out. But it takes so much time tweaking, measuring data, turning ads off, turning ads back on, creating new ads, driving traffic. It takes a lot of time. And if it was easy, like everybody else makes it out to be, if it was easy to do, then everybody would just say, hey, let's go print some money. Now, here's the thing about it, though. We're talking about confidence. We're talking about making progress. If you want confidence, just make a little bit of progress. Just a little bit. You'll give yourself the confidence just to get to the next day. So flashback, when I was sitting in that bankruptcy trustee's office and she's, you know, reading me the riot act, telling me how big of a loser I am and all that good stuff, I thought, you know, let me just count what I got going on. I got healthy kids, got a wife that loves me, still got my house. Well, how long I got, I still got my house. Never lost my house, but that was good. Still had my rental properties because they were in an LLC, so the LLC was not included. Chapter 13, just for those of you who don't know, I know I have people in over 100 countries that listen to this show. You don't cut and run. You basically make a repayment plan back to your creditors, sometimes 10 cents on a dollar, whatever you agree to, all right? So if I flush 400 grand, I'm paying 40,000 back over the course of 36 months or so. This is the way it is, you know? And then it's on your record for 7 years. A Chapter 7 is on your record for 10 years, on your credit report, I should say. And you just kind of go with it. So I was thinking, all right, I got all this going against me, but I got to figure out real quick how I can just make the slightest bit of progress. Just get to the next day. That's all every day I would pray for the sun to go down. It's kind of like the opposite. Because when the sun went down, that means another day was over. And another bad day ended. And the bad day started getting just a little bit better. Not a lot better, you know. I remember I got my first prepaid credit card maybe three months after that, where you send them in $200, they send you a credit card, and when the balance gets down, you got to pay more. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that's what I was doing, you know. This is no joke. This is what you do to build yourself back. But I got confidence. And I look back, I think I should never have had any confidence. But I didn't know what I didn't know. Like, I didn't have people chirping in my ear how much of an idiot I was. I know people were talking about me. I know people were calling me an idiot, people I worked with and all the people, like old friends. You know, it's funny where your friends go when you go through stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? Feeling me? And so I knew everybody, but I didn't pay any attention to that. Like, I gave that no energy, because where focus goes, energy flows. So if you're going to focus on everybody talking about you or all the mistakes you made and looking in the rearview mirror, you'll crash and burn like everybody else, like most people. But you want confidence? Just look at, like, literally, what's the smallest win you can do today? Can you send an email to somebody telling them what you're up to? Maybe connect. Hey, can we jump on the phone? I've had some amazing phone calls in the last 2 weeks, and they were because I just thought, you know, I got to snap out of this funk. I get in funks. You get in funks. Bob Proctor, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, everybody gets in funks. Tony Robbins jumps in a pool that's 20 below zero to get himself going in the morning, right? I mean, everybody's got their own thing they do to quit, get back into state. We're all grown up enough to realize when we're going into that downward spiral, and life can be difficult sometimes. And I love all the hocus pocus and woo-woo stuff. And people are like, I never had a bad day. Really? You never lost anybody to cancer? You never lost a child? You know, you never lost a job? You know, I think it's great that you say you've never had a bad day, but I'm calling BS on you, because life is difficult. Now, we all travel through the valley. We all travel through the valley, but we don't pitch a tent there. You feel me? We don't pitch a tent there. We pass through the valley on our way to the mountaintop. So when I'm sitting in the trustee's office and I'm thinking I'm losing everything, I'm gaining something, though. There's something to be gained. And what do you know? Out from that experience came my 6 days to Saturday program that I sold during a million-dollar launch in 2009, when it was simply just a chronicling my experiences with what I went through to get back from Monday to Saturday. That's it. You can do that. You can absolutely do that. You can do exactly what I did. And I got some joint venture partners to mail for me because I was excited, because I had confidence. They didn't know I'd been broke. Well, they kind of did because that was in the story. But they didn't. They know I didn't stay broke. They know I didn't stay down. It's not like I was calling somebody saying, hey, I got a new product. Can you mail for me? Can you promote it? You know, life sucks. I need the money. But no, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be a part of your pity party. They just don't. People want this. Hey, man, I was down. I was down, but I wasn't out. I created this program called 6 Days of Saturday that changed my life. And not only will it change yours, it'll change the people who you bring in contact with it. Would you promote this for me? I'll give you 50%, 50 cents. Every sale you make, you'll get 50% of it. And all the way up to, you know, the upsells, the downsells, whatever, man. I'm jacked up about this thing because the value is off the hook. Would you promote it for me? That's it. Did everybody say yes? No. Not everybody says yes. Maybe out of 100 people I asked, 8 said yes. But I only needed one or two. That's all you need. You need one or two big hitters to come on board, say yes, and agree. And the people that say no, move on. Best four-letter word ever. Next. N-E-X-T. N-E-X-T. Don't know what that's worth on a Scrabble board, but it's worth a hell of a lot in the entrepreneurial game, baby, because when you learn that, you'll never be offended. You know, you'll never take it personally. You'll never be upset. And you'll have the confidence you always need. Here's the tip before we jump into another show, another podcast here. Make a little bit of progress. Have some gratitude. Don't be hokey about it. Get in that state. Say, man, I'm really thankful for this right here. And I'm going to make one big connection with something, someone today, somebody. I'm going to connect with somebody today via email, phone, whatever it is. Text message. Hey, let's catch up with the purpose of adding to my inner circle, adding value to my mastermind team. Would you do that? Would you make a little bit of progress? Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know you're doing it. All right, and don't forget the momentum code, EDISwebinar.com. You ready? We're coming back for number 3. You ready? Are you ready? Coming back for number 3. You ready? 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 Here we go now!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.